Arias Medical Group is a leading healthcare staffing agency offering full-time travel and direct hire career opportunities for physical therapists nationwide. An exciting career is waiting for you. Dream it and live it with Arias. To learn more, call 1-800-340-2619.
Live from the American Physical Therapy Association's National Student Conclave.
Ignite. 5 minutes, 20 slides, and no control.
This is Ignite.
Had a chance to talk to Megan Roos, another one of the Ignite presenters from the 2017 National Student Conclave in Portland. Something about Megan that I had no idea about? She was an architect before coming to the field of physical therapy. Had no idea. Take a listen as she goes through some of the things that she takes away on a daily basis from her time in architecture as she applies them to her new field as a fresh PT.
Clinical/studio pearls from a fresh physiotech. What is a physiotech? Well, I made it up. But for now, it's a term that I use to define the product of two learning environments that have shaped my professional life. Architecture school and PT school. For those of you that didn't go to architecture school, which I'm guessing is a few of you, this is the design studio. This is where creation happens at a frenzied pace, where we put into practice design theory, structure, and original thought, and where healthy eating, sleeping, and posture go to die. Design can be all-consuming, especially when a deadline looms. Deadlines mean critiques, or crits for short, when you present your work to all of your peers, faculty, and guests. Consider it similar to a practical, only everything is game. But honestly, the worst crits that I had, with the harshest of feedback, were usually where I ended up learning the most. Architecture school was difficult. I lost sleep that I will never get back. And let's face it, I'm not an architect anymore. But I gained invaluable lessons about the world that we live in, how we interact with our built environment, and how we should think like an architect. So how does this knowledge translate into patient care? I have noticed certain lessons ingrained in me from design studio and crits that I have commonly put into practice in my first couple months as a fresh PT. I call them clinical/studio pearls. This is also made up, so bear with me. Number one, quality of light. Consider how light might affect your patient's experience of that place and time. Research has found that human emotion, whether positive or negative, is felt more intensely under bright light, like these. If possible, adjust the light levels to appropriately suit the needs of your patient. Soft and diffuse light will soothe and calm. Bright and warm light will energize and motivate. Number two, in a second, explain the why. This comes from many design crits where seemingly every line on the paper is questioned. Make sure that you have a reason behind every one of your details. Even more importantly, be able to explain those reasons to someone. This is the same is true for patient care. Know why you are implementing a technique or exercise, but you have to be able to explain that and communicate that to your patient in a language that they understand. You have to drop the jargon that you just learned in PT school and flip it back. Number three, eliminate kinda sorta. This is one of the hardest pearls to implement, as it kinda sorta has become a habit in our culture. These adverbial downtoners lessen a statement's force or meaning. Use confident language that conveys your knowledge of the concept or material without devaluing it. Fair warning, once you notice this being used among your peers, it's kinda hard not to notice it. See what I did there? Number four, process is key. After graduation, I spent weeks creating a shiny new portfolio to cart around to interviews. I decided to get some feedback on it first from one of my professors, and I was really glad that I did. 90% of my portfolio was images of the finished designs, the polished things. 10% was the process leading up to those designs. It needed to be exactly the opposite. Develop your clinical reasoning. These processes will be the foundation of your clinical practice. Number five. Cultivate your style. Each of you is unique in your backgrounds and passions, as we've heard a couple times tonight. Cultivating your distinctive style will foster creativity and innovation in our profession and the healthcare industry as a whole. I spent 20 years pursuing architecture. That training profoundly affects the way that I interact with others and how I perceive the world. These clinical/studio pearls are by no means specific to design and healthcare, nor are they transformational new thoughts. But for me, this exercise was more about approaching patient care through an atypical lens to see what I can uncover. I really encourage all of you to do the same, given your different backgrounds. Pairing unlikely collaborations is exciting and intriguing work, but it will take more than the scope of this Ignite talk to show. But I will leave you with some other parting thoughts on physiotecture. Consider our vision, transforming society by optimizing movement to improve the human experience. And then consider those echoed by the American Institute of Architects. It's all about improving the human experience. It just takes on different mediums of practice. I hope to find ways to collaborate further on this endeavor so that we truly are better together. I'm running up against my deadline, wrapping up my critique, and that I've just presented to all of you. I'm excited to see what I will learn from this and what the next phase will bring. Thank you for your time.
This is the PT Pinecast.
And on the phone line right now is Megan Roos, hot off her experience giving your Ignite talk. How was the experience? Because as student assembly president, you talked in front of people quite often.
Yeah, the Ignite talk was great. It was very different than what I was used to because it was...
That's an understatement. Yeah.
I know, you know, right? It was very well scripted, which was nice because you really have to fall right on those time points or you get behind and you start to freak out a little bit.
A little bit.
Yeah, but it was a good experience for me to really stick to kind of a script and something that I had almost memorized. Yeah, it was great. It was thrilling.
You know, I didn't know a lot of the stuff that you had kind of included in your talk. I didn't know how long you actually worked in architecture and gone through school.
It was really good to look back on because I think as soon as I started PT school, I just had to put all that aside for a while. You know, you just kind of start to realize, yeah, I had a whole different career for 5-6 years. I pursued architecture and really gave it a go. And I realized that it comes into play a lot more than I thought it would when I started working. So
those parallels, you know, I kind of see the same thing as coming from a background in communications. We wind up being able to draw from those experiences a lot more than I thought. And as you just mentioned, apparently you do too.
Yeah.
I didn't think I'd be able to use anything from my background at all. And we wind up just saying that, you know, the best experience is experience.
Yeah, exactly. Just gives you a whole different perspective.
Yeah. So where are you now?
I'm in Portland. So I stayed in the city after National Student Conclave ended. I've been here for a number of years, went to school here. When I graduated from architecture school, I worked in this city for a while and then moved up to Seattle for a few years as well. But I work in Northwest Portland for Rose City Physical Therapy.
And what's the setting? What are you looking at?
It's private practice. Outpatient orthopedic, and we do some post-op as well as just your general orthopedic conditions.
That's cool.
Yeah, it's been great.
Still liking it?
Yeah, loving it.
That's good to hear.
Yeah, it's been...
So if you're looking ahead, I was just noticing on social media, the next board of directors for the student assembly is just meeting and they're making their strategic plan going forward. You know, some advice that you were handing down, I'm guessing you probably gave a couple tidbits of advice, but what would you give to students moving forward in their career as they did similar to you, transitioning from student to PT?
That's a huge transition. I think we all kind of are just looking so forward to graduating and to passing your national exam and getting that job that a little bit of the shock comes after you started working. It's really apparent how critical those clinical experiences are. So definitely taking advantage of that clinical experience while you have it and asking as many questions and as getting as much patient time as you can. It's going to help prepare you for those first couple months when you're out of school and you're just, you know, you've got all these bright, shiny tools, but it's really just about connecting with the patient and really understanding what it is that they need to get to.
What was one part of the process that you went about in terms of picking where you work now? What's one thing that really drew you to that location that someone can generalize and say, hey, yeah, that's something I definitely want in the first place I work after I graduate?
I had a bit of a relationship with the owners of the practice before I started there, and they are terrific clinicians and PTs, and I just really respect them. And from the get-go, were very helpful in just supporting me and realizing that as a new grad, I wanted and craved mentorship. And so they provided that. And we talked pretty extensively about that before I started there. I need to ask questions, and I want to be guided and be given guidance for, manual therapy as well as just general case questions. So they've been really good about that.
Yeah, it's a little different going from having professors, able to reach out and email them, or literally down the hall for 3 years, and next thing you know, you're on your own. So it's good to know that there's someone there that could answer some questions instead of you just having to wing it. That whole fake it till you make it thing's great. Believe me, I've faked it a couple times until I figured it out. But it's great to be able to then ground yourself and say, hey, I didn't have someone right next to me at that particular moment. Here's what I did. Looking back, what could I or should I have done? And then say, hey, you did a great thing. That's exactly what I would have done. Or hey, maybe some suggestions on what to do next time. So that's great that you sought that out and knew that you wanted that.
Yeah. Yeah, I feel very fortunate. So,
all right, I'm gonna give you a chance for a parting shot. One last bit of wisdom taken from your Ignite talk. What's one thing, if someone's gonna walk away with one little piece of advice from your talk, what would it be?
Embrace your uniqueness, because everyone has something that's a little bit different and we can all learn from it. So don't just let that go away. Try and continue to foster that different perspective that you bring to our profession.
Yeah. And in keeping with the tradition of the Portland National Student Conclave, embrace your weird. It's okay to be weird. It's okay to be a weirdo PT, bringing some things that you have that's personal to you into the profession. I think only you, your career, your patients, and the profession as a whole can benefit from it. So I like that advice a lot.
Exactly. Thanks, Jimmy.
The PT Pinecast is a product of PT Pinecast, LLC.
It is hosted and produced by PT Pinecast CEO, Jimmy McKay, and CBO, Sky Donovan from Marymount University.
We talk PT, drink beer, and record it.
This has been another pour from the PT Pinecast.
The PT Pinecast is intended for educational purposes only. No clinical decision-making should be based solely on one source. While care is taken to ensure accuracy, factual errors can be present. Our lawyers made us read that.